This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day.
I think that show's happening, isn't it? Green Day, Weezer, Fall Out Boy.
Oh,
is that happening?
I haven't heard any dates. Yeah, Hella Mega Tour.
I think that's happening.
Let's hope so.
Let's check it out.
I was actually really looking forward to that tour. I love Weezer so much.
You'd go to that?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
All right.
It's like, that would be, well, listen, at this point, I'd go to anything, Vinny.
Me too.
Looks like it starts July 14th.
Oh, my God.
It's on, man. As far as I know, it's on.
Well, I think it was just confirmed. When are our dates? Do we have?
Let me look at their website here.
I love Weezer. July 20th.
Oh, where?
July 20th, Oracle.
Yeah.
Awesome. How do we? To ask Denise if we can have some tickets to that.
Hey Denise. Somebody get Denise on the phone.
Is there any way are we gonna be able to? I mean, what's happening with us getting tickets? Like we used to be.
I think that all has to go through MM now, right?
Or Janie, right?
Oh, Jane.
No,
sure.
We have a person.
Do we, Bryn?
Last Zoom.
Who is it?
Yeah, who
Andrea,
is that?
She's great. Andrea's great.
And where is she again?
It doesn't matter where she is. She's here to help us with our stuff.
You know what? You're doing the right thing here. But honestly, as long-term employees for this company, we don't know who our promotions person is.
We just met her recently on that Zoom.
Oh, she seemed delightful.
She
had a guitar in the background. Yeah,
she's very pleasant.
I'm sure.
She had a guitar in the background?
Didn't she have guitars hanging on the wall?
I didn't notice that.
Oh. Of course, Sarah noticed that.
Well, I always look at everyone's surroundings.
Yeah, you do.
I want to see what's going on. What paint color do you have? What are your patterns? I'm texting Jane now. I really want to go to Hella Mega. Who do I want to talk to? Vinny wants to. We all want to.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Oh, good morning. I'll write that too. I probably should have started with that.
Yeah, and proper greeting is always nice.
It's nice. I like when people write you, and then the next text is, hi.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
What are you for?
Yesterday she says that she's been giggling about we throw each other Texas all day. We need a Texas emoji. So we were all trying to draw the state of Texas in the little draw program.
Oh, through iMessage?
It was just something that came up at the end of the show.
You
yesterday.
And Jane were doing that?
Yeah, I don't know what time. Boy. Let me look at what time this was happening. 2:30 in the afternoon. Because what else were we doing? You know, she was getting ready to do her show. We're texting each other.
Gardening?
No, I came in. I you know, it's funny. I'm in a lull right now in my garden. Like, everything's in. And now I'm just waiting to see if it lives or dies because I had to turn off the water.
Yeah, you can't use the water, so you're pretty screwed where that's concerned.
Oh, my God. It's a real bummer for a gardener. Or really anyone who has a house that they want to have a lawn at. You can't have that anymore.
Yeah, well, right.
Oh, that's perfect. Bryn, it's the perfect emoji. Can I be sent that? Could that be sent to me? That'd be great.
It's a
anyway,
Texas with a sheriff's hat on. It's a shape of Texas. Okay.
It's the outline of Texas.
Where'd he find that?
I don't know. He finds things, you know. Yes, Bryn, and the next thing you know, you've got it.
I'll send it to you right now, Sarah.
Thank you. You're such a great resource for me.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm here for. I'm here for research. Research department.
Research and resources.
Nicole and I are resource.
You guys
and
are amazing. It's a delight to work with you, to tell you the truth. I mean, I'm, you know, All joking aside, you guys are great.
Oh, that's
all, you know, all three of you squares up there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just, you know, how lucky
am I? You
got
them on your screens around the clock. I'm in and out for a couple hours. Hi,
still,
bye.
Still, it's, you know, you're an important square, Vinny. You know, it's a
I like to think so, too. But yes. I do know you guys are, I leave. And everything stays on, and you just keep going.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Well, you know, yesterday in particular, because Johnny Mosley, we were talking to Johnny yesterday. He told the whole story about SNL because.
Oh, that was fascinating.
That was fascinating because we were talking about how Elon Musk was on, and he wanted to know what we thought about that. And he was telling us how the week lays out when they finally get to the table reads and who we hung with. They assigned him, Jimmy Fallon was his babysitter. Mm-hmm. So he comes for the week, and Jimmy's his guy. They all week takes them to a game, you know, they go out for dinner.
And they practically look alike, too. So there they are, twinsies. Oh,
twinsies, adorable. But that was right when we were, yeah, and it was a good show. He did well. They were talking about people who weren't necessarily entertainers who had hosted. But we had a fun time with Johnny yesterday. The guy's into it, man. You got to give him that. He is. We've been doing that podcast for
two and a half years.
Mm-hmm. And he's just, every week, jumps on and... He's shot out of a cannon.
Well,
it is his
show, though.
It
so.
Is. It is his show. It's
better
good that he has some
it.
Enthusiasm for it, right? He starts out big, and we even do breathing exercises at the beginning to calm him down because he's just so shot out of a cannon when he gets here. And by the end, he's like this on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's going to do it for the show. He's blown his wad, you know? He's just.
Oh, geez. That's a little
that
graphic.
Probably, that was, right. God, what do I think this is? The secret show?
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Well, you know, he's
but good for him. Yeah, that's one of his. Look, as an athlete, he's obviously an American hero. He's an Olympian and a gold medalist, and that's a huge accomplishment. And I couldn't be more proud of him. But to go on SNL,
I know,
and pull that off,
I know.
And that's one of the things that, like, I got to go there and watch that show. And as someone who does. Whatever you want to call this, a performance or whatever.
We do our own little sketch comedy all morning.
I have some idea of what the pressure would be like, and it would be profound, like otherworldly. And watching it, watching that energy that's in that room, it's not really a room. It's much bigger than a room, but the energy there is incredible. As a person who's hyper, I would explode. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'd be able to
get through
it.
How do you hold yourself together backstage?
Right, right. I mean, I really think that that's where you see these people who've done this for a living, and they just, hello! You know, you just kind of go like, wow, you're on and okay and didn't die, huh?
There's certain people who are really able to channel their energies. And other people who just can't, like the gates are just open.
Well, right. Like in particular, we did this cooking show many years ago.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And it was TV and it was, yeah. And it was early in our show life, whatever. Yeah. And
first couple years.
Yeah. And I show up for this thing and I've got a plan and I'm ready to go. And I'm, you know, as they say, shot out of a cannon, I'm ready to go. We get there and I'm, put me on. And they go, grab a seat. It's going to be a couple hours. And I'm just like, how the hell am I supposed to stay up? I've got margarine melting in the pockets of my apron here for this
Vinny
cooking
has,
show.
I should set the scene if I could.
Sure.
He's wearing a gold lamé apron that he's...
Made by one of our listeners, by the way.
That he got just for this show. This is, he has put on his fancy pants this day. Mm-hmm. And the apron has a large, it's just, it's an apron, but it's gold lamé. It's beautiful. Vinny looks smashing in it. Mm-hmm. He's got a weird bulge down by the chaunch area. Really large, weird bulge. And it turns out he has taken a pound of margarine, a block of it, not the individual wrapped pieces, but I guess you can buy this. A pound of margarine.
I want to say I used one of those big tubs and just emptied it into the pocket.
So it's a wad, it's a hunk, and he feels that he might need this because it's a cooking show, and he'd like to be able to reach into the chaunch pouch and pull some out and slap it down and saute something in it.
I had a plan, man, and they just ruined everything with their...
Well, listen, you ruined everything for them, too. They couldn't open doorknobs anymore. They'd all been margarined up. I mean, because not only does he have this stuff, so it's cold, right? He takes it out of the fridge. He puts it in his lamé apron front pocket, and then it warms up, and it separates into oil.
Right.
And it's dripping down the front of him. And he's, I don't know, likes the feel of it. So he's got his fingers in there. Everything on that set was coated. They were.
Including the nice pants I put. I had like my good jeans on for that event.
Well, it soaked right through the back of the right. lamé
apron.
Where
were you, Sarah? Did you?
I was right there trying to not get margarine on me. You know, and these were early days. It's not that I didn't know Vinny, but we certainly didn't have 25 years under our belt together. This was year two in. We're still surprising each other with stuff, and he walks in with that. I mean, the first thing I see is, what did you stuff into your pants? What's bulging out through the front of that apron?
Do you remember this part? They go, how about if we put that in the refrigerator for you? And I'm like, oh, please. So I took my apron off.
Well, it's
and
leaking
they shoved
oil
it into
right
the,
through.
I don't know, whatever the company fridge was.
Well, we were on a kitchen set. I'm sure they had fridges available to them.
I don't know, but I know that they finally, when it was showtime, they're like, we'll go get your apron.
Yeah. Well, the great part of that was, you know, by then you'd touched everything with your margarine-y hands. Everything in that set was coated with
the
margarine
point
oil.
Is,
what is the point again?
The hurry up and wait thing is real. That whole, you know,
right.
be
so
ready.
Channeling your energy.
And now sit down and wait. And that right. thing that you... that some people, professionals have, where they just go,
I know,
and then they just sit still and wait, and then can still turn it on when it's time.
I envy people who can find the stillness, because mm-hmm. especially in anxiety, because it's not like you're waiting to go to school or something boring. You're waiting for a thing you're already nervous about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're waiting for this thing that you're semi-dreading to happen. So it's to find
impending
a stillness.
Doom.
Right. Impending doom is what you're waiting for.
So
it's hard to just, it's hard to find a stillness as you're, and a calmness.
Uh-huh.
And like, who knows what's going on in their heads, right? But
right.
still, outwardly, you know, they look very zen.
I think through some experience, and I certainly have gotten that as well, through some experience, you do learn to manage yourself better. So I think
sure.
that they may not be...
They're,
you know,
pros at it.
They may not have impending doom like I had in my head if I were right. forced to host SNL.
Well, if you're like, hosting, that's different, right? The whole week has been sort of leading toward this thing. But for all the other people that work there... And he even describes that. He's like, I walk into one of the writer's rooms. Johnny does. Yeah, sorry. So Johnny was telling us about his experience on SNL. And he was like, okay, it's Wednesday. They haven't got a single skit written. But they've got all, we've put some ideas out there. And Wednesday night into Thursday morning, they're going to be doing a lot of writing. He says, it's 2 a.m. I'm ready to just pass out. And I keep popping my head into various rooms,
and nothing's
where these
happening
people, and like one guy's playing guitar, another one's doing video games over here. He's like, aren't you guys worried about the show we have right. to do in 3 nights,
that we have to do a table read for tomorrow or mm-hmm. whatever the next day?
He goes, it's unbelievable. It's like those things just pop out of magic. Like, we sat down for the table read and started, you know, this sucks, let's work on this one. This
yeah,
is
a really big stack the following morning.
Yeah, he couldn't
it
believe
comes
it
out of nowhere.
Out of some
Tense.
Guy just sitting there learning some
yeah,
song
so
on guitar.
I mean, that's really where my review of Elon, I take that into consideration. I think that he did great considering. I mean, I don't think he was super funny, but considering all that was on him, he got through that without going, I quit. I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
He put his mind to it and he did it. And frankly, he's not a performer. He's not an entertainer. And he did a great job. Mm-hmm. And it was, I thought he handled it. He was brave. I mean, he stepped out of his comfort zone. That had to be difficult for him.
And that's
there's
it
a story
too.
About
if you're the richest man in the world,
you don't have to do crap.
You
nope.
can totally go, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave.
I don't want to.
Have a good one.
His girlfriend Grimes, who was briefly on the show as Princess Peach from the Mario game.
Mm-hmm.
Super Mario, whatever it is, she wound up in the hospital on Monday. She had a panic attack. And I have a little more about that a little later, but it was, I was Like, you didn't have a panic attack before you went on SNL, but you have a panic attack on a random Monday. So I'll tell you that story.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that weird? A lot of people
really
have panic
weird.
Attacks, and sometimes you know, you don't even realize you're having one, just like an anxiety attack.
Well, I don't doubt that if there was some pressure on them as a couple or them as a family, however you want to word that, it could have been building.
Sure. Oh, no, that. Right. I mean, it doesn't seem to have had much to do with this SNL thing. And she is a performer, so.
I don't know, man.
But she lost it on Monday, so she actually, so bad that she went to a hospital. A lot of people have panic attacks, and they just, like, hole up somewhere, wait for it to. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things in the strike books that are written by Robert Galbraith,
yes.
Also known as J.K. Rowling. Robin has been through some stuff in her life, and it gets, mm-hmm. and even more stuff as an investigator, and she starts having these panic attacks, and she's such a good writer. You feel her, you feel that angst,
I actually thought they did a good job of showing that in the TV show as well.
I agree, and I actually love that they do, because these are the things that people suffer with. Like, when do you see panic attacks on TV? You don't really. This person's, usually...
Ted Lasso.
Oh, yes, sure. Oh, well, yeah. Ted Lasso is its own unicorn. I mean, that mm-hmm. is... But it's very... it's real. It's something that a lot of people experience. Certainly, mental health is something that we haven't always talked so openly about. And why not show that, people who you think are strong and smart and have it all together also can suffer from stuff like this?
Sure.
I mean, I think it's... And she does it in such a way that you really understand why and what this girl's going through. Anyway, boy, we're all over the place. So, anxiety, manage it if you can.
Hump Day.
Thank you, Hump Day.
Well,
it's nice
don't
to
host
be here.
SNL if you think you might have.
Right. I mean,
that's really.
There's going to be certain things that maybe you shouldn't do. Although conquering something like that might help you in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's Wednesday, May 12th. It's 6:04 in the morning. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We're going to be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.